This is an NUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. Internationalization to take center stage in MET's next phase of growth. And in other news, izinsolo esishaqisayo ngamathenda kumasipala weTheku. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. Strengthening internationalization has emerged as one of the key priorities for Mangosuthu University of Technology as it enters the next phase of implementing its Ignite 2030 strategy. Interim Vice Chancellor and Principal Professor Rashila Songa announced that she would personally champion efforts to ensure that internationalization is properly embedded within the institution's strategic agenda. The university is currently exploring mechanisms to leverage existing partnerships to facilitate staff and students' exchanges while expanding opportunities for international collaboration. When she explained, she said that they are looking forward to strengthening existing collaborations and creating new opportunities for academic cooperations and student development. She also emphasized that international partnerships are essential for enabling staff and students to participate meaningfully in global knowledge networks while remaining responsive to local development priorities. The initiative builds on MUT's growing international footprint and reflects the institution's ambition to prepare graduates capable of thriving in an interconnected world. In other news, icela kusukunyelwe ukudliba kwemali bidlapha izinkampani ezini okuvela ukuthi ngabasebenzi bangaphakathi kumasipala weTheku. Inhlangano iAzania Youth Action ebinesithangamiso bezindaba eBlue Waters Hotel eThekwini. Le nhlangano ethi alikho iqembu lezepolitiki ezihlanganise nalo neholwa umnumzane Lindo Kuhle Vilakazi iveze ukuthi kuyihlazo okwenzeka ngaphansi komkhandlu weTheku njengoba imali idliwa bidlapha kugcine kungakhokhelwa abanye sonkontileka. Kulesi sithangami uVilakazi uveze ukuthi bavule amacala ngaphakathi emkhandlwini emaphoyiseni nasophikweni logebe kodwa akukho okwenzakalayo. Uthe izinkampani azibize ngamagama yizona ezithola imisebenzi eminingi futhi zikhokhelwa imali enkulu kunalezo okumele ngabe ziyazithola kulo mkhandlo. Uthe uphenyeni labo bathole ukuthi ingaphezu kuka 2 billion rands imali ekhokhelwa lezi zinkampani ngemisebenzi eminye engenziwe. Okubenza basukume uthe ukuthi ngenyanga edlule osonkontileka bebegcwele imigwaqo yeTheku bekhala ngokungakhokhelwa nabathi kodwa lezi zinkampani imali yazo ayikaze ingakhokhwa. And finally, Thalia's FIFA World Cup journey continues as she performs with Future at Los Angeles opening ceremony. South African-born star Thalia's World Cup history has reached an even bigger chapter. The Johannesburg-born singer returned to the tournament's global stage on Friday night, performing Game Time alongside American rap heavyweight Future during the FIFA World Cup 2026 celebrations at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles ahead of the United States clash against Paraguay. As one of the official artists associated with the FIFA World Cup 2026 soundtrack, the Grammy Award winner has gone from proudly singing her country's anthem to sharing the spotlights with one of hip-hop's biggest names before millions of football fans around the world. The Los Angeles festivities featured a star-studded lineup of international performers, including Katy Perry, Lisa, Anita, and Rema, with Thalia and Future taking center stage to perform their World Cup anthem, Game Time. The performance marked yet another milestone in Thalia's meteoric rise from Johannesburg talent to global pop sensation. For South Africans, the moment represents more than just another performance. It is a reminder of how far Thalia has risen in a remarkably short space of time. From carrying the South African flag through fashion and song in Mexico City to commanding an international stage in Los Angeles, she has become one of Mzansi's most visible cultural exports of football's biggest spectacle. Game time. Now to recap your top stories this hour. Internationalization to take center stage in MET's next phase of growth and izinsolo eshaqisayo ngamathenda kumasipala weTheku. And that is all from myself this hour. I will be back with the full news bulletin at the top of the hour. For MET Radio News, I am Ncedisi Ngubane.
This is an MET Radio podcast.